My name is Jenny Richter, and today I'm going to be talking about part of my PhD dissertation, looking at soil particle density variability across some landscapes and soils in Iowa. So one of the first things I remember learning about in my introductory soils class was the definition of soil particle density, which is the mass of soil solids over the volume of the soil solids. And we use this value in many different calculations, particularly when we're calculating soil porosity, heat capacity, and thermal conductivity. But we rarely actually measure the soil particle density. We tend to assume that it's about 2.65 grams per centimeter cubed, about the density of quartz. Even though we know that there have been studies that show this particle density can vary much greater than that. This is a study that was done in Ohio, and you can see that the lower densities go down to about 1.75 grams per centimeter cubed. And even in a traditionally moldboard plowed system, we still tend to see they found lower particle density than we would expect. So they found lower than 2.65 grams per centimeter cubed in their samples. So this got us curious about the soil particle density distribution in soils of Iowa. We're interested in the distribution with depth and also across the landscape. So in order to look at this information, we sampled various sites across Iowa. We took individual PEDON samples, and we also sampled four catenas on the Des Moines lobe. The soil map unit classification for these soils is predominantly mollisols and alfasols. We did have one entisol, and we also had a histosol. These are the map unit classifications. We haven't individually reclassified the PEDONs yet, but we do plan to do that. And the primary parent materials tend to be till and loess. So when we were measuring our soil particle density, we used a 100 milliliter volumetric flask, and we added 25 grams of soil to it, along with some boiled water. And our standard was a pure quartz sand. We ran a standard with each of our analyses. So the standard, the mean, was 2.65 grams per centimeter cubed, which we would expect for quartz, and our standard deviation was 0.007 grams per centimeter cubed. So when we look at our individual PEDONs that we sampled from across the state of Iowa, this is showing each horizon from each of our PEDON samples, and they're predominantly between 2.65 and 2.7 grams per centimeter cubed, but we do have some that are higher than that, and also some that are lower than that. When we go further and look at an individual PEDON, we start to see some trends that are reoccurring. So in 9 of our 18 PEDONs that we sampled, we saw this trend where it was lower at the surface, it increased in the B horizon, it went back down, and then it increased again. Another trend that we saw was low at the surface, and then it increased and went back down with depth. This happened in 4 of 18 PEDONs that we sampled. And in another four of the samples that we, the PEDONs that we sampled, it increased with depth. So in this case, we went from 2.6 at the surface down to 2.85. We also had one sample that was relatively consistent with depth throughout the profile. Now when we get into the catenas, it starts to get a little more interesting. You can still see some of the trends that I mentioned before with depth, but we also have a trend going from the PEDON sampled in the upper part of the hill slope. The summit and shoulder positions have a higher particle density than soils found lower in the landscape. This is on a relatively high relief catena. This is a jewel bog that Walker and Rui sampled in the early 1960s. And you can see that the lowest particle density that we found was about 2.10 grams per centimeter cubed. This is one of the soils that was mapped as a histosol. And the highest went up to about 2.75 grams per centimeter cubed. In another catena that we looked at, a lower relief catena, where the elevation change from the summit to the basin center is less than a meter in depth, we also see this same trend where the summit and the shoulder positions have higher particle density than lower in the landscape. Now, when we move to a heavily impacted, human-impacted Katrina, this site was sampled by Mike Conan in the late 1990s, and he found significant human impacts to the soil, including buried horizons in the basin center. And we no longer see this trend where our upper hill slope positions have higher particle density. And we attribute this to deposition of higher particle density lower in the landscape. Now, one logical explanation for the variation in particle density would be looking at soil organic carbon content of the soil. And we do see a nice correlation between soil particle density and soil organic carbon content. But when we look at the soils that have relatively no organic carbon content, we still see quite a range in the soil particle density. And we attribute this to variation in the mineral content, so light and heavy minerals. Farouk Khan did a study looking at the Clarion Katrina, and he consistently found that toe slope positions lower in the landscape had fewer heavy minerals and magnetic minerals than summit positions and shoulder positions. If we look at the particle density of the heavier minerals, we see that they're all above 3 grams per centimeter cubed, whereas the light minerals tend to be lower than that. So if we have maybe 1 or 2% things like garnet, goethite, hematite, that's going to slowly increase, bump up our soil particle density. Likewise, if we have some lighter minerals, particularly things like diatomaceous earth and opal, that's going to start lowering our particle density. And there have been studies looking at the biogenic opal content of soils, the opal phytoliths. There can be 3% opal content in surface horizons, so that's quite a bit of that 2 gram per centimeter cubed particle density in that upper layer. And there's also been studies done by, there's been a Russian study looking at the content of opal phytoliths and versus the humus content. There's a nice correlation that they found. If we take that information and look at it from a hill slope perspective, we have preferential erosion of the lighter minerals on the upper part of the landscape that are being deposited lower on the landscape. And we also have more poorly drained location on lower on the landscape where there's higher organic matter content, higher diatoms, and opal phytoliths that cause lower particle density compared to the upland soils. And if we look at the variation in the trends in soil particle density with depth, we attribute those to variations in the pedogenic processes that are occurring in the soil, and we're still investigating those. But in general, we found a large variability in our particle density. It varied with depth and with location. We tend to find lower particle density in the surface horizons as compared to the subsurface horizons. And we also had lower particle density on soils lower in the landscape versus the upper part of the landscape. And finally, we also found that humans can totally change these trends by how we manage the soil and affect pedogenic and geomorphic processes. With that, I'd like to thank you and invite questions.
Okay, so questions for Ginny. Yes?
So if you could ignore all of the literature history of using 2.65, just looking at your data, would you still use 2.65 as a magic number, or do you think you would do something different based on what you saw?
I would, particularly if you're doing modeling, I wouldn't want to use 2.65 grams per centimeter cubed. I think it's an average when you have a large variation, so it's going to give you an average answer. It's not going to give you the correct answer, I think.
Other questions? Yes?
At some point, are you planning to measure phytoliths and heavy minerals to see if you can validate your conclusion, which was really looked like it was based on somebody else's data. But are you going to make those measurements as part of?
I am not measuring the phytolith content. One of Dr. Burse's other grad students, I think, is looking at the mineralogy.
We're certainly interested in all this. This is one part of Jim's study. Any questions?
Anything else? Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much.